Okay, we're doing an emergency video here today. Normally this would be kind of a gripe session topic, but it's not the gripe session today. We're just going to go into some of the things that recently happened on Friday, March 15th, and we're recording this a couple of days later. So let me just kind of get right into it. Some major developments went on in the real estate industry, and some of my colleagues are thinking that the sky is falling, and I'm here to tell you, it's not. Next.
It's Gripe Session time with your host, George Wanica.
It's about nothing.
Discussing everything from real estate, current events, a little bit of everything, and the annoying little things that just tick you off.
You can't handle the truth.
But, you didn't know.
Here's your host, George Wanica.
You asked me to call somebody.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is George S. Wanica. I want to thank you for coming and checking out this emergency video today. First and foremost, as always, you got to do me a favor. If you're not following me on social media, hey, make sure you hit on one of those numbers on the side, one of those icons, whether it be Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. It doesn't make a difference. You got to make sure you follow me. More importantly, make sure if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure, and you haven't done it yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button below. So anytime we do a new video regarding real estate, what it's like to live, work, and play right here in Staten Island, New York, you're gonna get notified right away. But with that being said, let's get into the groundbreaking news that just hit. So one of the things that just hit, and we did another video about this previously, was the Sitzer Burnett case against the National Association of Realtors. Now what the crux of this case was that commissions were fixed, and that NAR conspired with all of these companies to have the commissions be the same. Now, we all know that are practicing real estate, I've been doing this for the last 30 years, but we all know commissions are negotiable. They always have been. In my market in New York, they always have been, they always will be, because again, capitalism brings the marketplace together. Are there people willing to work on higher commissions, lower commissions, etc.? Exactly correct. But the biggest thing is commissions have always been negotiable. When I sit down with a seller, I explain the commission and I explain the buyer's part of the commission, which is advantageous for sellers to do. Okay? There's a lot of different reasons behind that. Part of the reason being is you reduce your seller's liability by compensating a buyer's agent. Vicarious liability. See, those are things that attorneys that started this case off in the first place are looking to say that they're protecting consumers. But you're not protecting consumers because now you're trying to open up people to vicarious liability. So this case from the beginning up until now was exactly what I said it was. You can go back and check other videos when I said this. This was nothing more than a money grab. That's all it was. The goal of this case was to get a judgment against the National Association of Realtors and then have it settle. Why? Because it's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, a lot of people are sitting out there right now and go, I don't understand why NAR settled. You know, fight it till the end. The problem is they couldn't fight it to the end. Now you say to me, George, why couldn't they fight it to the end? Well, it's real simple. And coincidentally, I turned on the news today, the fake news, by the way, but I turned on the news today and I saw something having to do with former President Trump looking to post his bond, but couldn't get any carriers to give him the bond on the amount of money that he had to put up because he wanted to appeal the case. This was the goal the entire time, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be fooled by this. The goal of this case was to have a insurance bond when it was going to be appealed, have those premiums be so large that it bankrupted the organization. So the organization, and I don't know this, but I'm summarizing here for a lot of people, is that if they kept paying it, they would have bankrupted the National Association of Realtors. So the leaders and the attorneys made the decision to go ahead and settle the case, okay? Now, if it was me, I would have said, screw that, bankrupt us, and let's go and we'll restart another organization. It's very simple. Because all this was glorified extortion. But you know what? For conversational purposes, let's go out there and show what did this actually do, right? Fine. Based on what I read, and you can correct me in the comments if I happen to be wrong, all that happened was you can't post buyer compensation in the MLS anymore. So what did that actually do? Does that say you can't compensate buyer agents anymore? No. Did it say it's completely illegal to compensate a buyer's agent anymore? No. Because let's make no mistake, sellers can always compensate who they want. It's their property. Just like commissions are always negotiable. Just like anything else. But I digress for a minute. So what did this do? All this suit did was have to have the agent pick up the phone and call the agent and say, I'm working with a buyer and I have a buyer agency contract. What is the just compensation you're going to be offering on every house they want to show? Now, are they going to do it on every house that they show? No. Can sellers still compensate buyers? Yes, they can. So what actually was done here? Well, another part of this settlement, if you will, is that if you're working with a buyer, you need to have a buyer representation contract. I agree with that. And a lot of people already do that. Now, there's a lot of people that don't, so I get it. But you're going to have a buyer agency contract. So what changed, ladies and gentlemen? I have to make a phone call to find out what's being compensated. Is that going to have an adverse effect on the commissions coming down? The best was, and I saw this all over the news today, and again, I am calling it the fake damn news, because anybody in New York or Dallas-Dade, New York, where I'm located, when was the last time any of us saw a 6% listing? 6% listings are gone. Now, I know other places in the country, they get higher commissions than we do here. Now, why do we have less commissions here? Because there's a lot of competition. You have to really show what you're doing or that you're worth what you're getting paid. And I'm fine with that. But I keep saying it's 6% commissions are a thing of the past. In my market, they've been a thing of the past for a long freaking time. Other places throughout the country. I talk to agents all the time from around the country. They tell me, they go, commissions have always been negotiable. I don't even know what the hell this is about. It legitimately makes no sense. However, the only thing that I'm really upset about right now, if we're being factual, is I'm upset that we have not countersued. And I'll tell you who we haven't countersued. And I think we should countersue. We should countersue the Bar Association, the American Bar Association. My good friend Anthony Lamacchia pointed out in a lot of his videos. If you don't follow Anthony, make sure you do. Crush It in Real Estate. A. Lamacchia, he's been one of the vocal people on this from day one. He actually had a debate with Michael Ketchmark, the lead plaintiff attorney in this case. Okay? I thought Anthony did a bang-up job. But Anthony pointed out on the American Bar Association's website, they have, right on their website, that attorneys should charge 30 to 40% of a fee on cases. 30 to 40%. Now, if we want to have conversations about who's getting injured and who are aggrieved parties and the amount of money that's being taken, how about some of these people take a good look in the freaking mirror for a minute, right? Why don't we grab some of those people's plaintiffs and ask them, hey, do you think that your attorney deserved to have 30% of your biggest award that you got? I'm sure we can find somebody, just like the plaintiff's attorney here was able to get somebody. Why haven't we gone out and do that? See, the one thing that I get very agitated about from an association perspective, and again, I was involved very intricately for a very long time, and people are still trying to get me back. The problem is I don't have a filter, ladies and gentlemen, as we all know. The fact remains is, in some cases, that bugs people, okay? But I'm only speaking the truth. Why are we always on the defense in our organization? Why are we not going on the offense? Why are we not going after the other people? They're talking about us at 6%, and these people are sitting here charging 30% of multi-million dollar awards and have the unmitigated audacity to come after our association and our agents? Seriously? Do they work on things? Do they show houses? Do they put off appointments with their kids to do that? No. How many people? And I have to put in a very big disclaimer here. I am not referring to every attorney. Some of my best friends and dearest friends are attorneys. So I am not labeling everybody with one broad stroke. Unlike the lead plaintiff attorney in this case, he is saying that we all charge 6%. He is saying that it's with a big conspiracy There was nothing on anybody's website having to do with what the minimum commissions are. We all know that that's just completely erroneous, okay? Anthony brought up a lot of really good things, and if you haven't seen Anthony's video, I'm gonna try to put a link in the notes below on YouTube to go check his video out for some of the other really not so good things that supposedly happened in that trial that didn't allow realtors to state their real case or the realtor association, okay? Fact remains is, start drawing comparisons and apples to apples. Why is DOJ always coming at us? Why aren't they looking at them and going, you know, 30 to 40%, you know, those are really aggrieved victims. Those are really people that have been hurt. Those are really people that have suffered. But you're okay with taking 30 or 40% of their verdicts? Seriously? Okay. Now, what does this change for us? From real estate practitioners, ladies and gentlemen, it really doesn't change that much. It really doesn't. I see people all the time, or last couple days, when this hit Friday, my phone blew up. I mean, like, almost legitimately blew up. My phone was ringing off the hook. And I went and had to go and research what the actual case settlement was, okay? I went into it in about 30 seconds, okay? Now, there is going to be a lot of interpretation. This has not even been completely accepted yet, right? Hasn't been accepted yet, hasn't been looked at yet. So I'm just reading some of the tea leaves on everything that I am hearing from the actual people that do know what's going on. But the fact remains is if there's anybody to get hurt, it's going to be consumers. What do you, consumers? What do you mean, George? Well, yeah. You mean the lawsuit that was said to help us is actually gonna hurt us? Well, 100%. And let me tell you why. Because first-time homebuyers, if they are going to be the ones responsible for paying an agent, how many first-time homebuyers have the down payment, the closing costs, and their agent fee that's there? Do first-time homebuyers have that? Probably not, right? Who's going to maybe have that second, third home buyer? Maybe they'll have that. It's always been understood and always... it's been a fair shake between the sellers and the buyers that this is who we are going to compensate, and here's the reason why. So again, one thing people always talk about me is unintended consequences. So the unintended consequences of an extortion lawsuit, because it's what it was, let's be real, is that home buyers are going to get screwed in most cases, right? Does that mean prices are going to go down? No, it doesn't. Stop reading the fake news, okay? Prices are determined by supply and demand and interest rates. That's what determines the market. Not some fictitious fees, commissions, or anything else that determines the market. We do not determine the market, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know who does? Buyers and sellers. Based off of if there's not a lot of houses in an area, but there's a lot of buyers, that means the demand is high, which means prices rise. If the interest rates are conducive to people looking to buy, that means prices will rise because people can afford more. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not trying to explain quantum physics here. This is just simple economics 101. You all learned this in high school, most likely. That's where all of this stuff comes from. Perfect example. I'll take it out of real estate for a minute. Why, when COVID hit, did all of the price of everything increase? Why? Because there was pent-up demand, but the supply was low because people couldn't work. Does everyone see how this works now? All of this other stuff is just ancillary garbage and bullshit, to be perfectly honest with you. That's all it is. So, it remains to be seen if this suit gets signed. It remains to be seen that this is going to have catastrophic effects on the industry. Like I've heard a thousand other things have catastrophic effects. And 30 years later, we still doing business. Will some people get out of the business? 100%. But guess what? I will also submit to you, those people should have not been in the business to begin with. There are people that know this profession and know here why they're here. They are here to help buyers get into their property and achieve the American dream. They're here to help sellers move on to the next stage in their life from point A to point B. And they are very good at what they do, which means they should be paid for what they do. And most of the public happens to agree with us because they consistently use us. They consistently use realtors. So for the people that are like, that's it, I'm done, I'm tired of all of this stuff, I completely understand. But I would beg of you, don't give up the fight. Don't let this stupid stuff that you're reading think that it's going to have a unbelievable, catastrophic, earth-shattering change on an industry that has been here for a very, very, very long time. And it will continue to be here for a very long time, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to get on here, make sure I kind of threw some more stuff at you so you kind of knew exactly what was going on. In this case, do not panic. This guy is not falling. As we get more information, as I get more information from my compadres, I will get it out there to you all. For those of you that do know, like I said earlier, make sure if you see anything or you're interested in checking something out, hit me up on the socials that you see right next to me. And again, don't forget, make sure you subscribe to these videos. Anytime a new video comes out, you'll be the first, one of the first people to click on it and you'll see it right away. And anything we're going to do that gets premiered, you're going to see it on the channel. But with that being said, I hope you all have a super fantastic day. And most importantly, don't forget, make sure you do something nice for somebody that you wouldn't normally do. And we'll catch you on the next video. Peace.
Thanks for listening to The Gripe Session. Please follow us on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram.